The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The point is, my instincts weren't good, okay? My instincts should have told me that nobody cleans their house at 4 a.m.
See, I don't think that's where you should be going, Jen. Your instincts that tell you to speed when the posted speed limit is 55, that's what you shouldn't be trusting.
What's he doing? What is his hurry?
Well, you know, George, it's not good enough to get there. You gotta make good time.
I know. He once went from West 81st Street to Kennedy Airport in 25 minutes. I never heard the end of it. Look at him.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Geographically challenged is how I was described as a person by my father. I don't know if that's an instinct, but my instinct is I don't know where to go or how to get
there. Do you see him? I don't even think I see him anymore. Where is he?
Isn't that blue car him?
No, that's not him. What happened to him? I can't believe it. I lost him. That stupid idiot. Now what are we going to do?
Deal, Jerry. We'll just meet him at the Bubble Boy's house.
I don't even know where the Bubble Boy lives.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, Gabe, you got any bad instincts?
Well, probably the stubborn one. Like when people tell me that I have to do something and my initial instinct is, oh, you think I have to do something? Guess what? You can't tell me what to do.
You make all these plans. This and he goes 100 miles an hour and all weekend's over. Incredible. Just like...
Bubble Boy. He's sitting there waiting for you in his bubble or... Igloo thing, whatever.
I don't know what to do. I don't know where I am.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
I mean, overall, I'm feeling like it was a good weekend. If I'm taking inventory of what happened over the last few days, it was pretty good. But you know what? You don't have to take my word for it. Let's get to the ones and twos.
After every game, there's always a winner and a loser.
We hate losers, don't we? They don't even deserve to live.
It's time for the number ones.
Always remember, you ain't first, last.
And the number twos.
Did you just soil yourself?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm going to start it with a two.
I think I told you guys I was playing golf on Friday.
Yeah.
A complete waste of time.
Oh, even Stink would say that stinks.
Haven't played in 3 years. Was kind of excited when I got there. It was a little hot. Course is beautiful. Played a tuck away with a bunch of buddies, and I was ready to get the hell out of there by the third hole. What a dumb game. Call me in 3 years.
So here's my issue with golf. It's the same exact thing when I'm playing it with Chewy. After three holes, I'm like, how much longer do I have to do this?
Like,
can I get my money back and just do nine? I can't do it. I don't know why.
I wonder if there's a model there. I wonder if you could play three holes. Like three holes on a course instead of playing nine holes, instead of playing 18. I just want to do three.
Well, I played three and ran out of balls, and I'm like, I guess I got to go.
How bad were you?
No.
I only had two balls in my
thank
bag.
Thank you.
I didn't play in 3 years. I got kids who steal them, but they didn't let me go home.
No,
I had to play 18. 18 and 4 hours, 45 minutes. Wow, that was fun. Get me out of here.
So just so you know, I absolutely can picture you standing in the trunk of your car, looking in your golf bag, seeing the box of balls that you have, and going... chucking about six of them into the back seat going,
no,
two balls means I can be out of here in
so,
an hour.
After the three holes, there would be, 15 holes left? I would say six of those holes I just sat in the cart. Yeah, golf is not for me anymore.
Did you have a few cold bevies?
I did not.
No cold bevies?
Nothing.
Which makes it even worse. Because part of it is enjoying a cold bevy while you're tooling around in the golf cart.
Yes. What do you got?
I got a number one for you guys. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show taking place this weekend. And Wasabi the Pekingese wins Best in Show. Have you ever seen Best in Show, the satire of the movie?
I did not.
So funny.
Was
so
it?
Funny. Oh, it's so funny. It basically talks about just how strange all of these people who have dogs that are in the Best in Show are. And, of course, there's that old thing about how they look like the owners end up looking like the dogs and the dogs end up looking like the owners. Yeah. So a Pekingese one, though, that's apparently a very big deal from East Berlin, Pennsylvania. And what he apparently they say he was unlike any of his predecessors.
Give it a shot. Try it again.
Predecessors.
Nice.
Gosh, reading is so hard in general, but especially on Monday mornings. Go ahead, Chu.
I have a number one, and it has to do with the Bucks game. Tie the series up 2-2 is in fact that they won. It was the fact that Kyrie got hurt, which afforded me to then spend the rest of the day on the lake.
We're number one.
I'm glad
it
you finished
very
that thought.
Luscious, huh?
I'm glad your thought was just, hey, Kyrie got hurt. That's
number one. So wait, so you assumed that when Kyrie went out
over.
That it was the Bucks had it in
done.
Hand. Wow.
Yeah.
Why, I mean,
you
were right. They ended up
chance?
Winning.
They had no chance.
No, no, no. But I was interested to see how much Kevin Durant will put the team on his back. You know, I think Kevin Durant's a generational player. I mean, he's got a bunch of less than just a guys around him.
I think he is, after watching him, the best player in the NBA. But still, he can't put that on his back, and which will be very interesting from here on out. I have a theory, which we'll talk about, that Ashton shot down that I thought was going to be pretty good, and he was going to jump on the bandwagon. But I guess we start the week off fighting, so there we go.
Can only go up from here.
That's true. I don't know what the theory is, so that was a really good tease, Chew. So
well,
me
no,
neither.
No, hold on. Hold on.
You're teasing everybody right now.
Chewy, tease something.
Question mark.
How about another number one? And it is off of the Bucks winning yesterday against the Nets, evening the series to all. PJ Mother Tucker.
We're number one.
29 minutes, 13 points, 3 of 6. He also had 7 boards, 3 of 6 from 3, which is what Ashton just said. Corner 3, 14 plus minus, and he annoyed the hell out of Kevin Durant.
God, it was awesome.
So much so that after the game, Steve Nash basically said that he wasn't even playing basketball out there, and that's just a rough, rough thing. What did he end up saying, Ash?
You know, he's playing extremely physical, and made it difficult. You know, that's his role on their team. And you know, I thought it was borderline non-basketball physical at times.
Nets going to address this? I have a feeling they are in game 5.
Address what?
I have a feeling that someone's coming in off the bench specifically to start a fight with him.
I don't think they can afford to do that right now with their roster.
You mean numbers-wise?
No, yeah, they don't have a guy that can come off the bench and do that. And also, like, again, the Bucks do have those guys that'll just go at you. They'll have Bobby Portis. They have Thanasty that'll
Thank
just,
you.
Like, go, Thanasty, go protect this person right now. All right, sounds good, Coach. And then he runs 90 miles an hour.
800-990-3776. Get us your ones and twos this morning. I have another number two. The fire alarm went off at Fiserv Forum.
Even Stink would say that stinks.
Hide in the closet.
Now, ordinarily, I'd be like, that's kind of cool. And I did read a great column by Vincent Goodwill of Yahoo Sports that said that it was basically sounding the alarm for the Nets. Like, you better get your bleep together, Nets, or else the Bucks are going to take this series because they are desperate. And they now, if Kyrie is out and James Harden is out, have the better team. So I thought that was interesting. But more, it was a two for me because we only heard from Pat Connaughton and Bud after the game. Like, don't you want to hear from PJ Tucker? Don't you want to hear from Giannis? Don't you want to hear from Drew Holiday? I could go on and on and on. But we got Bud and Pat.
You know who pulled it? Aaron Rodgers. Didn't want anyone to talk.
Part minority owner
of the
Bucks.
I didn't realize there were so many celebs there.
Lots of football players.
Yeah. J.J. Watt was there.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of Packers were
yep.
there. Kenny Clark.
Yep.
Aaron Jones.
Yep.
All right. I heard Aaron Jones was wearing a jersey.
Yes.
His own jersey.
Yes.
Can I tell you how weak that is?
Oh.
Is
oh
this
boy.
A two? This is a number two?
I guess.
Oh, even
that's
stink
just something
would
you
say
don't
that
do.
Stinks.
Okay,
wear your own jersey?
Well, let me defend him and Za'Darius Smith, who was there also on Thursday.
Was he wearing his jersey?
He was wearing his jersey, but...
You don't do that.
They were wearing jerseys. They were wearing Bucks jerseys that the team gave them that had Smith and Jones on the back.
How do you know that?
So it was a gift.
I saw them take the jerseys from the team.
Really?
On social media, they posted a video on Thursday and then yesterday again. So they're from the team. Does that count? Is that okay? It's like showing respect.
Yeah, it was a gift. Just like if someone brings you
yeah,
a bottle of wine.
Yeah, but their name on the back of it?
You drink the bottle of wine,
well,
don't
I
you?
Well, I usually bring the bottle of wine and then drink it.
Which so, is a whole
so you're
another.
Saying if you had if they the Bucks had given Aaron Jones and Z Smith a jerseys, but like of Giannis or of Drew Holiday, that's okay. But the fact that they give them jerseys that had their own name and number, that's an interesting theory.
I don't think I would wear it. I would have said, do you have one with...
It's a free jersey, though, man.
DiVincenzo or...
that's true. That's
Thanasty on it.
Would you... You would ask for a custom Thanasty, right?
Yes.
I think we all would.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good one. I like that.
A number two. I don't know what this is. I don't know if you guys saw the story, but Le'Veon Bell had a problem with Andy Reid.
Hoping that you would bring that up since Andy Reid is your guy.
I have no idea. Now, I immediately went to Le'Veon Bell whining because he really didn't play a lot. You know, possibly. He wanted the prima donna status, which he is no longer a prima donna and didn't get it. I don't know if it has to deal with Andy Reid's kid. It was kind of a weird story.
Yeah, and then who came? It was, who's the guy that's on the Chiefs now that basically called him out? I saw that this morning. You're going to say it, and I'm going to be like, yep.
Tyreek Hill?
It was Tyreek Hill.
Was it really?
I think it was Tyreek Hill.
Called out Le'Veon Bell.
Wow. Okay. Look at you coming through with the save there.
None of us know if this is accurate or not.
Call in the closer. Just Google it. I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, we've gone from, oh, wow, look at you, Chewy, to I'm pretty sure he was right. We can't just automatically assume that he's right.
Well, that's what he's done. He's been right so many times that I'm starting to feel like it's just his default setting now. Chewy was right.
Is he done? He's done, huh? Le'Veon Bell? At least until an injury somewhere in camps?
You don't think a team will pick up a flyer on him?
Isn't it amazing how fast the wheels fall off the bus? Huh?
Yeah, I still think somebody should sign him. Like, he feels usable as a second back, right? No?
No, based upon what he's done the last couple of years.
I almost wonder if he's just been in the wrong situation. Like, the you know what, though? The Jets thing, him signing with the Jets, that just has backfired completely ever since. Signing there was bad. Wanting to be traded from there, going to the Chiefs.
Shouldn't you, like, stick out if you're Le'Veon Bell playing on the Jets because their roster is so bad?
You would think. Yeah, and after sitting out a year.
I don't know. I think he's a little delusional.
I got another number one for us this morning. You ready for it, guys?
Yep.
Your Milwaukee Brewers.
We're number one!
First of all, it's an embarrassment of riches right now in the sporting world, right? We've already talked about the Bucks evening the series. We're obviously going to get to the Packers this morning and what has been happening with the Green Bays of our lives. But quietly, and maybe a little under the radar, the Brewers have won 9 of their last 10, winners of 4 straight, and are tied atop their division, the NL Central, of course, with the Chicago Cubs. Like, kind of thought, you know, we were joking about how we had Corbin Burns on the show before the season started, right, during spring training, and he was like, World Series team. And you were like, okay.
Yeah, but you could say the same about the Cubs.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the Cubs were supposed to be terrible.
I thought so, too. And they're cranking off wins.
Do they play
cranking
one
out
another?
Wins?
Are
cranking
they playing
out
one
wins.
Another this week, or no?
They don't play each other until July.
Really?
End of this month. End of this month. Last three games.
Don't
of the month.
The Brewers play the White Sox soon, Ashy?
Ooh.
I actually have no idea.
All right.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe. That's a good answer. I'm aware.
I got another number two. You got one?
Wow. We're heavy on the twos today.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Last one for you, okay? And maybe we should mention the Green Bay Packers, but we're going to get into that as the show goes on. Of course, Mark Murphy stepping in front of a microphone this weekend. You could argue, why? Why did he do that? But my last number two was that security guard that rushed the court.
PJ Tucker
got into Kevin Durant's face. We found out late Friday that it was actually Kevin Durant's personal bodyguard who rushed the court in an NBA game. You want to talk about doing too much? Like, know your jurisdiction, homie. It is not on the court during an NBA game. Now, he has been suspended for the remainder of the playoffs.
No, I don't get it. They had the blue pullovers on, right?
Yeah, blue jacket, blue shirt.
Is this something new for the NBA?
That is a great question.
Security?
I think it's Kevin Durant. I think it's hashtag KD. No.
And how does KD's guy get the job in Milwaukee?
Well, he comes with the team.
Yeah, he is a... How is this delicately put? He is a... He's a groupie. He's a Kevin Durant groupie.
Yeah, of course.
That works for the team. Like, essentially, that's what it is. Does he do more than that? Probably. He's, you know, he's muscle, but, like, you can't be running out of the court.
Exactly.
He's not even running from the bench. He's just in courtside seats, and like,
well,
a jackass just runs in there.
Are we going to see Drake in a blue pullover now, and Cuban, and that idiot who owns the Clippers?
Well, Cube's already, yes. Steve Ballmer, who you're talking about, the Clippers, yes, absolutely. Drake, also absolutely, yes. So we're hitting 3 for 3 on all those guesses, because they've already happened.
Did you hear this? I just heard it this morning during the game that Blake Griffith, Vincenton had a problem with Lazary.
That doesn't surprise me. Let's get into that when we get back. We got this new clock here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and we are already behind schedule. Go figure. So all morning long, we're going to keep track between us and the clock. The clock is winning right now, but we can make a comeback just like your Bucks. 800-990-3776. Get us your ones and twos this morning. We're going to ask right after this, is being a complicated fella a bad thing? That's next.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah.
When teams are doing their background checks on Jalen Jackson.
Johnson.
They're going to do there's enough out there to do a background check.
You got this, big guy. You got it.
I'm out of here. See ya. Bye. It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
He thought he nailed it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
This segment by saying hashtag clicks, okay? Hashtag clicks is what happens when a headline on an article runs rampant and the headline doesn't accurately reflect the information or the circumstances, the situation that actually occurred, okay? Hashtag clicks is what we're dealing with this situation, with our Mark Murphy, Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bays of our lives.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the green bays of our lives.
So I'm guessing that you saw the article. You saw an article. You saw somebody writing about the fact that Mark Murphy said that Aaron Rodgers was a complicated fella. Chew, when did you see that this weekend?
I think Gabe sent it to us Saturday morning.
Saturday. So this happened on Thursday night. So to me, that's interesting already, that kind of it didn't get rolling until a few days after it happened. But apparently there's no video of the event that Mark Murphy was doing. So I'll give you, because there's no video, there's also no sound. So I'll just give you the quote that was in the article under the headline, Mark Murphy calls Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella. Here it is. I'm often reminded, though, of Ted Thompson, as most of you know, just a great general manager, passed away this past year, or excuse me, earlier this year. He often talked about Aaron, that he's and it wasn't just Aaron, a lot of different players. He would say, he's a complicated fella, so I'll just say that. Chew, your first reaction when you heard that quote from the event Thursday at Lambeau Field.
Complicated for me means difficult. Those are two words I would put together. You think he meant difficult, but was being nice and saying complicated?
Is complicated better than difficult?
Because I think we're all complicated to some degree.
Would you rather be complicated or the opposite?
Probably complicated.
If those are the two options?
Yes.
Would you prefer not to be complicated?
Yes. Because I can be complicated as a player. Played with guys that were complicated. Does that go hand in hand with prima donna? I think it does. All prima donnas are complicated.
And haven't we said that the quarterback position is kind of predisposed to be prima donna-esque?
Yeah, sure. Especially the farther you go along and the more success you have. But do you think he thought this would not get out? Because obviously there wasn't media at this event.
Well, there's obviously some media, because this came from NBC 26 in Green Bay.
I know, but to me, it sounds like a sponsored event. There wouldn't be media there.
Unless they thought, hey, Mark Murphy is talking. Maybe we should have a camera there just in case. First of all, I'm astounded that there's no video. I'm astounded. So maybe just a reporter was attending the event, or somebody was attending the event that was affiliated. So this is my issue with this, you guys. This is my issue. There are way too many questions unanswered right now. What was the context? Was he asked a question and he responded with, I'm often reminded of Ted Thompson. Did someone say, how would you describe Aaron Rodgers? And he deferred to Ted Thompson. Don't you even wonder what prompted this response?
Well,
before you get yourself in a tizzy over Mark Murphy calling Aaron Rodgers, which technically he didn't do. He technically said that Ted Thompson used to refer to him as a complicated fella, so I'll just leave it at that. Before you get yourself all worked up, don't you wonder what prompted this?
Yes, but typically how these, I mean, we've all attended charitable events like this, or not charitable, but sponsored events, and it usually starts with whoever the speaker is talking for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, and then opening up to questions. But he's been so guarded about everything else, why would he open it up to questions? Because you know there's people there with cell phones that are going to record it, and it's going to get out. To me, the more I thought about it, maybe he knows he's not coming back. Right?
So if you're saying if he knows he's not coming back, he's just opting to not care about what he says anymore?
He just got a little bit of vomit mouth. Otherwise, you're like, all right, I got to really watch what I say here because there's a chance it's going to get picked up and explode, which it did, right? Certainly had the opportunity to err on the side of caution and not really say anything.
Well, that's where I go. Like, what question could have been asked where he decides he needs to give this context of a Ted Thompson quote at this point? And the reason I ask what question it could possibly be, because, what is it, a week and a half ago, he goes on his mailbag thing and is like, oh, I don't want to air this publicly. So my question is, what could have been asked of him, whether it's about Rodgers or about the situation or dealing with athletes? He was like, I need to make sure that it's known. Someone in the past said Aaron Rodgers was complicated.
To me, I think he wanted it to get out, right?
That seems insane. I don't know if you're right or wrong. To me, that seems insane.
Well, you have to know when you're speaking that when you use the word complicated,
mm-hmm.
the antenna is going to go up, right? Especially in this situation where everything's so elevated.
Well, I get here. Let's put it on the poll. Is Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella? Yes or no? Very simple. Is Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella? Because if you think that he is a complicated fella, then I wonder how much you think that this is a big deal. Or if you think that Mark Murphy was just saying, Ted Thompson used to refer to Aaron Rodgers as a complicated fella. See, to me, the headline doesn't match the story. And I have lots of questions about how this even came up. And I feel like there's a little bit of bad journalism happening here that you allow this quote to be attached to that headline, which got aggregate and picked up everywhere all weekend long.
But complicated is not a positive word. Would you agree?
I mean, Chewy, the number of times I've been called difficult, which you said is kind of a derivative of that, is kind of a synonym of that, in my career is a long list.
Sure.
So, but do I take offense to someone calling me difficult? No, I don't. Because at this point, I know that what they perceive to be difficult is part of the reason I'm successful.
Yes. Correct. Yes.
And
but
I would argue that
most people don't look at that as a compliment.
But I would also argue that Aaron Rodgers should look at it the same way. Like, him being complicated, him being complex, him being difficult is part of the reason he is successful.
Like, I guarantee, well, let's call Gabe complicated.
Gabe not here to defend himself?
Exactly. And if he comes back tomorrow and heard about it from his buddies that listen to the show.
Or me.
I guarantee he'd say, well, how am I complicated? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Gabe would probably take offense to that.
I actually disagree. I think someone calling me complicated or calling any human complicated is like, okay, people are complicated. Everyone's different. But if you automatically, your connotation is assuming that complicated means difficult, which to me is a totally different term, then I'm going to get upset. But I also think every single person, when you call them complicated, they think, oh, that's an insult.
So how do
I'm
you
being
think,
difficult.
How do you think Mark Murphy thought this would be received?
I honestly don't know. This seems stupid to me. If he thinks that this is over, then sure, it makes sense. But if he doesn't think it's over, if there's any part of him that thinks it's not over.
Yeah, but I immediately, Ashton, go back to when this thing first started. Probably even before it started. I think it was before the draft, before all this news came out. Goody came out, and the first thing he said is, Aaron is our quarterback for the foreseeable future.
Yep.
Now, if you know it's risen to the point where it's going to explode in about 3 days, which he probably said that 3 days before the draft, you certainly wouldn't use a word like foresight, would you?
No, but
Wouldn't you say Aaron is our guy and until he doesn't want to be our guy?
Yes.
If you really want him back.
For sure.
So for you, is it three strikes, you're out? Because you have always attached yourself to the foreseeable thing, thinking that it was unnecessary to say, but it was weird, right? It kind of put your antenna up.
Yeah.
Then we had the Murphy Takes Five thing last week, where he said, it's better if both sides don't talk, but here I am, I'm going to talk. The Aaron Rodgers situation has divided our fan base, and you were like, the only reason you say that, the only reason you put anything on the record is if, in fact, you know that this is over.
Yeah.
And now you're saying the only reason you say that is if you know this thing is over. There's no coming back.
I think at the end of the day, when the dust settles, and that probably is him not coming back, we're going to say, wow, they really knew back April 15th that this wasn't happening after three trips out there. I think there's a possibility that they knew this thing was over in April.
We've got some reaction on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, and we put it on the poll on our ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account. Is Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella? We'll get to your comments right around the corner. But first, guys, WWE is back making tours around the country, and as it prepares for SummerSlam in August, Milwaukee's own Fiserv Forum is one of the 14 stops on the WWE Super Show Tour. We want to make sure you have every chance to be there, so make sure you're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Wednesday through Friday of this week. Wednesday through Friday of this week for the cue to call, and you could be one of three lucky winners for a pair of tickets to the July 31st WWE Super Show event at Fiserv Forum. Again, Wednesday through Thursday, listen to this show and visit ESPNWisconsinContest.com for official contest rules.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's amazing after 3 months of not drinking and having your first drink, how you have to relearn, like, just how to swallow things. I've already choked on my coffee.
On 94.5 ESPN. Hit it!
Is Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella? We put it on our ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account. Go ahead and get your vote in and your reaction. 800-990-3776. This, of course, to the comments made by Mark Murphy on Thursday that went public this weekend, where he says that, I'm often reminded of Ted Thompson, as most of you know, a great general manager, .. And he said, and it wasn't just Aaron, a lot of different players, he would say he's a complicated fella, so I'll just say that. That from Mark Murphy on Thursday at an event at Lambeau Field per NBC26.com. Now, of course, there is no audio to that, so we are just reading the quotes. But we're asking you, is Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella? Because my point on this is this, guys. This is a nothing burger. Don't take the cheese. Don't step in the bear trap. Don't read the headlines of Mark Murphy saying Aaron Rodgers is a complicated fella and not read a little lower and see how it was attributed. And also, I would love to know what prompted this. What was the question that was asked? Because I told these guys, what if someone asked, what would Ted Thompson think of what's been happening in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers? This seems like a perfectly rational, logical reaction to that question. But since I don't know what the question was, Chu, I'm just guessing.
Was Ted Tom's relationship with Aaron Rodgers as strong as Ron Wolf with Brett?
I don't know. I mean, Rodgers has spoken glowingly about Ted. Obviously, he was the guy that drafted him. So they're always going to have that connection. But I don't know. Again, we've talked about, I would argue that Ted Thompson was a complicated fellow.
He was very complicated, but there's no way Ron Wolf was ever getting rid of Brett. Right? Never. Would Ted have drafted Jordan Love? I don't think he would have as early as they did. But probably going into this year's draft, Ted would probably have taken a quarterback.
So what's your point? What's the point? Is it that because Ted wouldn't have moved on that Goody was wrong in drafting Jordan Love?
Is it a little bit of Murphy throwing Ted under the bus? Because Murphy could have said, yeah, he's difficult. Not just, well, Ted said he was difficult, you know? Come on, Murphy. You know he was difficult. Most quarterbacks are.
Well, he is hiding behind a little bit of a Ted Thompson shield there when he makes the comment. Again, I want to know what prompted this comment. If it just came out of the blue, I agree with the people who say it didn't need to be said. But if you're in front of a group of people and they're asking you pointed, direct questions, again, not knowing what the question was, it makes it very difficult for me to be too critical of Mark Murphy saying what a lot of people think to be true, which is that Aaron Rodgers is a complicated fella. We have a lot of reaction on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text Line. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, we got to get to Jim, who's on the line, 800-990-3776. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. You know what? on that comment, I think Rodgers is complex, but not complicated. I think we got it all figured out. I mean, to an extent, I think Rodgers wants to be listened to. He doesn't necessarily want the organization or expect them to act on his opinion, but he wants to be appreciated. He's trying to embarrass the organization a little bit and probably isn't in tune with, while he's doing that, the impact on the fans. I mean, I understand. I think he's complex, not complicated from the standpoint. I think I understand the guy. I think I understand Murphy. Murphy's probably the biggest problem in all this. We don't see him out front a lot, but obviously Rodgers has a lot to do with it. And I think I understand what Rodgers meant by relationships now. To a great degree, it's Murphy. Complex, but not complicated. I got the guy.
Jim, appreciate the call. Call in anytime, 800-990-3776. Lots of folks weighing in on our Twitter account and on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Jonah in Cedarburg saying, I think in this scenario, when Murphy says Rodgers is complicated, he means he's difficult. I think he only says that because he knows it's over with Rodgers and he isn't coming back, which, Chu, you've said you agree with.
Yeah, I do. And I just went back to Murphy, one of the first things he said after the season ended when they were talking about Rodgers. He says, we're not idiots. Well, you're kind of turning out to be idiots, right? I mean, that was one of the first things he said, and he clearly said it out of frustration, which now we can put together the pieces, and this thing seemed to already be boiling. I think Murphy sometimes, I don't know, does he speak without thinking a lot of times?
Maybe he does. And maybe that's an issue that Rodgers has with him. I honestly don't know. I think that you point to three different things. You saying the word foreseeable, you saying the Murphy takes five, and then you saying this, and you're at the point where you're like, you only say those things if you feel like this is too far gone. If you feel like you've done everything you can to rectify the relationship, to repair the relationship, and it just isn't happening.
I just don't know what Aaron's going to do, because obviously the next time he is in front of the cameras will be the golf match with Mickelson, DeChambeau, and Tom Brady. And you know they're going to just be prying and prying. My guess is he's not going to say anything of substance, or he'll drop a Kenny Mayne type answer. But I mean, I could see Aaron, I don't know, is he going to ever say anything?
It's funny because I was talking to Dario about this last night, and Dario was saying that when he was covering the New York Mets, Matt Harvey was the starting pitcher. He was the ace of the staff. And when Matt Harvey would have a bad game, he would just leave the ballpark. He would just leave, okay? And that would force the catcher, the infielders, the manager to answer for his bad performance. And Dario said it's a little bit like that with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers just left the ballpark. Aaron Rodgers just left the stadium, and he's leaving everyone else who has to step in front of a microphone, who has to do these appearances, who has to be at training camp and mini camp and all of these things, answer the questions about the drama that's been created.
But if we look at another, and I remember the Barry Sanders thing like it was yesterday, because Barry right before camp said he's retiring, he's not playing, and no one knew where he was. No one. And all of a sudden a picture surfaced in London. And I don't know if Barry ever spoke during that season. You know, I could certainly see Aaron doing that.
Just avoiding all questions, avoiding all. I mean, at some point, though, people want to hear from him. I know that they said.
I don't think he cares.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care because he would have spoken by now in a more meaningful way than what he did on Kenny Mayne. I think there is some truth to him letting the other parties, Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, and Mark Murphy, answer the questions. Go ahead. You got to go do that event at Lambeau Field. Let's see what you got to say. You know,
you
Matt LaFleur, you
got
to answer questions at minicamp. Let's see what you have to say.
Do you think there is a chance that he pulls a Barry Sanders and never plays again?
I think it. I have said for weeks, it feels like he's done in Green Bay. From a stubbornness standpoint, from a I don't see how you fix it. If his issue is philosophical, character, culture, unless those people who he believes are in charge of those things are gone, how do you fix it? And what's the timetable that Aaron Rodgers would allow where he says, show me. Actions speak louder than words. Show me that you've changed the philosophy. Show me that you've changed the culture.
How do you do that?
Firing people. That's it.
That's why the more and more I think about it, I mean, I'll give Tausch the credit because he said it first, even though I didn't know he said it. I still think the best scenario, and Jason kind of enhanced it last week, is to tear up the contract, one-year deal, $40 million. You're a free agent at the end of it. Give the Packers a year, or it wouldn't even be a year, a half a year, to prove that they are moving in the direction he wants. And if he's not satisfied with that, it still gives him incentive to play very well this year because he would become a free agent. I think both sides kind of win, right? Packers get rid of Aaron, which we believe that that's what Goody wants, and Aaron has the opportunity to go play somewhere else.
So we do have a few people on the line. We're going to get to you in just a moment. I'm saying this is a nothing burger, guys. The quote was not the same as the headline. The headline that said, Mark Murphy calls Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella. The quote was a Ted Thompson comment that Murphy was saying. Now, you can have issue with the fact that Mark Murphy is saying anything at all. I'll give you that. I'll give you that the best option here is for him to say nothing. But at the end of the day, he didn't call him a complicated fella. And we've put it on the poll on ESPN Milwaukee's Twitter account. Is Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella? Lots of reaction to that. We'll dive into that right after this. But before we do that, guys, look, you know the weather is beautiful, and that means that everybody is outside, which means the curb appeal of your home has never been more important. You got your neighbors walking around, riding bikes, walking the dogs. They're checking out the houses, seeing who's got their lawn done, and seeing who has new windows from Universal Windows Direct. Universal Windows Direct windows will save you money on your energy bills and make cleaning a breeze. And here's the very best part. And you can tell your neighbors this when they walk past. You can put off paying for those windows for 2 full years. Call now to schedule your personal estimate and take advantage of Universal Window Direct's buy one window, get one window free, plus zero payments, zero interest for 2 full years. Here's the number, 414-410-2000. 414-410-2000, or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com and be the envy of all your neighbors.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So Rob Domofsky yesterday reported that the three names that he had heard that, oh, excuse me.
what do you mean?
On 94.5
ESPN.
But you become somebody else, round everyone else. You're watching your back like you can.
No, it's not constipated.
It isn't?
No. What do you think? This is a song about cheese?
I don't know.
Cheese! It's a good song.
It is, and it's very appropriate for what is going on. We put it on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account. Is Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella? And I guess the next question is, I'm wondering, was Mark Murphy wrong to make the comments that he made on Thursday? Do you think he was wrong to do it? Because I've said, look, the better alternative is to not say anything at all, right? Because you said in your Murphy Takes Five a week ago, it's better if both parties kind of keep their mouths shut. That is not an exact quote. That is just a summary of what was said.
Yeah, but if you're trying to get him back, you're kissing his you-know-what, right? I mean, would LaFleur ever say, yeah, he's complicated? No. LaFleur's his cheerleader. This is why I go to the point. I'm like, they already know.
It's done. It's over. Bye-bye. See ya.
Like, am I right?
We'll find out if you're right, but you may be right. You may be right that he's only saying these things because he knows that the relationship is beyond repair.
I'm asking if I'm right from the standpoint of you don't say anything that could questionably upset Aaron at this point in time.
Here's my counter to that, Chewy, because I don't think your premise is wrong. Why not just trade the guy then?
If because you get no value for him right now. I would make him sit.
If then this you get is, no, then if your, this your team is gets
the
no
two
value.
Of them butting heads, and I'm not going to get the majority of the compensation for him until April 20 whatever of next year, I'm making him sit this year. I mean, you might get one or two guys in a trade, but the bulk of it is going to be the draft picks.
I want to get to your reaction on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line because there is an awful lot of it. I'm sifting through it as we speak. 800-990-3776. But let's get to Brian in Lake Mills, who is on the line. Good morning, Brian. Where do you stand?
I stand on everyone just needs to be quiet and just let Aaron come out. And finally talk whenever that is. But until that happens, everyone should just be quiet. We're not talking about how the rookies did. We're not talking about how the second-year players improved over the past couple of days. And, Chewy, I got a question for you because you'll know the answer to this best, is who holds Murphy accountable? Who's able to sit down at a table with him and say, you know what, you need to knock it off. You need to run everything by me.
It's the executive board, you know, but I don't think the executive board would tell him to keep his mouth shut. I think the executive board might say, are you sure this three-headed monster thing is a good idea? You know?
Or where was that 3 years ago? Or is it just possible that this blew up in their faces? Because I agree with you. At some point, someone's got to be like, all right, maybe the system is bad.
Okay, but isn't it possible that the three-headed monster works ordinarily, but these are extenuating circumstances in a guy who clearly wants more responsibility than he currently has, wants more input than he currently has? Like, is the three-headed monster really bad, or is it just bad in this situation?
I don't think we have any other things to point into. Like, there's no other sports organization that runs this way because they have an owner. They already have a built-in standard. You know what I mean? Like, there's already an owner and then a president and then a GM. And everyone already knows the owner is the one that literally owns the team. I think the Packers not having that is what makes this extenuating circumstance itself. Not just Rodgers. But Rodgers, sure, is part of that.
I think the look of it, with LaFleur being on the same level as Goody, and I'll even take Russ Ball out of that equation because we don't even know what the hell Russ Ball does, you know, other than
fair.
The cap stuff. I don't know. Hey. It's just I can only work from experience of Ron Wolf was Mike Holmgren's boss, and Holmgren knew that. And he said that. He said he's my boss. You know?
Yeah, there was a specific and defined order of the hierarchy. So everybody knew who they answered to. More importantly, Ashton, who won versus the clock last in 45?
Two for two. Two in a row, Jen.
We won?
Two in a row.
We won. Look at that,
Chewy. Good for you and the clock. That is dodgeball, by the way. Just because you can't find it, don't say that it's not dodgeball.
If Ashton can't find it, it doesn't exist.
Nope.
Okay, that's the way I'm going to go. Kevin and Sheboygan weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. No, Jen, it is not a nothing burger. A week after saying it's better for both sides if we say nothing, the guy goes out and says complicated by using a quote from a dead guy who can't defend or explain the quote. It's also saying something when you just said you shouldn't. It really doesn't matter what the question was. He has to know that whatever he says will be taken negatively unless it is complimentary. Meanwhile, Tim weighing in saying Murphy has done nothing wrong. In fact, he has done an excellent job. Honestly, anything anyone says will somehow piss off Aaron the way he is acting.
I think those can be two separate statements. Is there anything that Murphy says going to get taken out of context? More than likely, yeah. Has he done an excellent job? Nobody can agree with that. No one can agree with he's done an excellent job. If you want to say he's handled it as best as he could, I'd listen to the argument. I disagree, but excellent? That's a bad word to use.
I still go back to, like I said, idiots.
Right. And then here we are.
Yeah, we'd be idiots not to bring him back. We're not idiots. Well, kind of look like idiots.
Psst, hey,
a little bit.
Half a cup of idiots. I couldn't even get through it. Half a cup of idiots. That should be the name of our podcast.
Yeah, I agree with Brian. Everyone, except for Aaron, when he wants to speak, should just. And then and we have the State of the State coming up. The shareholders meeting. Where they open it up to everyone inside the stadium, and trust me, that place will be at capacity wherever they're allowing. Those are going to be tough questions.
Should Rogers just show up to that wearing like a Bobby Valentine mustache and baseball cap and sunglasses?
We're going to take a vote.
Can you think of something funnier?
Me or him?
Jen, can you think of something funnier that would happen than Rogers just showing up unannounced to the shareholders meeting and everyone would have to react and be like, oh,
If he was
And then he rips off the mustache and he rips off the hat and it says, it's me, Aaron.
What if he went in disguise?
That's what Jen just said.
You did?
Yeah, Bobby Valentine style.
These things don't work.
Your headphones?
I'm looking at the clock.
Stop looking at the clock. See, Jen, this is Jen's
fault. I'm worried about the clock.
Chewie's asking about the new clock, well, and Jen's trying to point it out. I said, don't give him too much information.
If I made it a competition, Chewie would rise to the occasion. And so he's been in. He's been really in on us versus the clock.
Terrible
we have a new
idea.
Clock
just
here trying to hit our
terrible
marks.
Terrible idea.
As there's no little white balls, okay?
Because of golf.
Yes.
You're out on golf.
Well, what do you think I was?
I was just going to let that sit.
You're out on golf.
Out.
Unnamed in the 608 saying, Rogers loves playing games, thinks he's the smartest one in the room, has no personality. Chimura would be better on Jeopardy. Tim weighing in saying, overall, for the organization.
No.
Just why can't you let it go?
Because Jen was going to let it go and Gabe's not here to back me up, so I have to do it myself. You would be better on Jeopardy? Do you think you'd be any good at Jeopardy, either as the host or contestant, Chewie?
No, I'd be horrible.
Thank you. Continue.
But I'd be funny.
Chewie was right.
That's all I needed to hear. Holy. You'd be horrible.
Chewie was right.
Give me a chance to grow my hair out.
Gavin and Racine weighing in saying, Murphy saying last weekend, the less both sides say, the better, while simultaneously talking about how Rodgers split the fan base. Then to speak on Rodgers again, it's very do as I say, not as I do, which is hypocritical. Why even speak on it? That could show the power structure and lack of communication skills. Lots of folks weighing in on this situation. We put it on our ESPN Milwaukee Twitter poll. There are a lot of people weighing in there as well. It currently stands, is Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella? 86% of people saying yes. Do those 86% of people think that Mark Murphy was right when he quoted Ted Thompson saying he's a complicated fella? Do those 86% of people think that he needed to say anything at all? We'll dive into that. Plus, a man was swallowed by a whale and lived to tell about it. Chewie said Jonah about 7 times since we talked about the story. We'll get into that after this.